Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about salal. A member of the heather family, handsome salal is our most common evergreen shrub. Unfortunately, its very abundance can cause us to overlook its beauty and utility. Lewis and Clark provided the first written description of the plant in their 1806 journals, saying they found it abounding in the neighborhood and that elk were fond of it. Salal was also a favorite of Scottish botanist David Douglas, who in 1828 introduced it to Britain for use as an ornamental shrub. Its scientific name is Gaultheria shallon. The genus name, a reference to a pail or a round-bottom vessel, may refer to using its leaves rolled into cones to create tiny drinking cups, or to the shape of its flowers. The common name, salal, and the species name, shallon, derive from native names for the plant. Salal is a low to medium-sized evergreen shrub with dark, lustrous leaves. The plant grows 3 to 6 feet tall and can reach 10 feet. In late spring and early summer, it produces showy clusters of dainty, pink-tinged, white, urn-shaped flowers, followed by dark purple-black berries borne on bright red stems. Salal berries are great food for humans, native birds, and mammals. Native peoples place salal branches around foods in steam cooking pits to provide moisture and keep foods clean. Salal berries were one of several used alone or mixed to create a range of purple dyes and paints. A special taste treat for coastal native peoples was dipping fresh salal berries or chunks of dried berry cakes in fish oil or whale oil. Stored in cedar frames, the dried berry cakes, weighing 10 to 15 pounds, provided food throughout the winter. Branches were used as flavoring in fish soup, and berries were also used as a general sweetener. Today, the nutritious berries are usually eaten fresh, dried, made into preserves, and wine. The beautiful leathery foliage has become a staple in the floral industry. Native peoples chewed the leaves and applied the mash to burns, used a tea made from the leaves for respiratory and intestinal distress, and as a general restorative. One tribe chewed the leaves to suppress hunger. Some tribes smoked the leaves. Current medical books list salal leaf tea as an astringent and anti-inflammatory treatment for bloodstream, respiratory, intestinal, and urinary complaints, and also confirm its value in providing relief when leaves are applied to scrapes, abrasions, burns, and insect bites. Salal does well in a whole range of local soils and thrives with ease in home garden or restoration plantings, tolerating both shady and open areas. It's about the best ground cover or low hedge material in our region and responds well to mowing, pruning, and shaping. Nothing is better as an evergreen, self-sustaining, and low-maintenance landscape material. Plants purchased from nurseries grow best, and once established, expand aggressively. Don't collect plants from the wild. It's illegal, unethical, and wildling transplants don't do well. Buy and plant salal and enjoy its carefree beauty and bounty. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.